This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton by himself once again on 7-5 Radio. It is Saturday, February 13th, 2021. It is approximately 9 minutes after the hour. We are live tonight. The number here is going to be 866-986-6397 or 866-986-NEWS. Once again, I am by myself. Phone lines are wide open. Your dime, your dance. But anyways, Mr. Yerkew is out tonight. He is making preparations for a very romantic Valentine's Day, just like I am. I am currently making plans for a nice romantic getaway for Valentine's Day, but I'm going by myself. But that's a totally different story. Anyways, first order of business, as always, we want to remember the members of the law enforcement community that were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, this week, we have no names to read off. However, there are plenty of officers and deputies, members of law enforcement, that were killed in the line of duty thanks to automobile crashes. Automobiles kill more officers than gunfire. Stay safe out there and wear your seatbelts. Breaking news tonight, Donald Trump was acquitted in his second impeachment trial. This impeachment trial was an absolute farce. The Democrats and Republicans both wanted to get Donald Trump, blame him for inciting a riot at the Capitol building on January 6th. Now, they presented all this evidence, and one thing they did not present was this speech where he said, I want you to peacefully and patriotically go up to the Capitol building and let your voice be heard. Peacefully and patriotically. He didn't say, go storm the Capitol building, go grab your guns, go grab your rifles, and go storm the White House, and, you know, and raise some hell and, you know, trespass and cause damage. But anyways, the seven GOP senators who sold out include or voted to impeach Trump was Richard Byrd of North Carolina, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, and of course, Mitt Romney of Utah. Now, mind you, 57 people voted Trump guilty, 43 voted not guilty. Now, for impeachment, you need two-thirds of votes, but the whole trial was an absolute farce. You did not have the Chief Justice presiding, number one. Number two, Donald Trump is a private citizen. And number three, you had Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy presiding over this farce of a trial. Leahy previously voted to impeach Trump, his first impeachment trial. So not too much of a conflict of interest, but I guess the Senate has plenty of time on their hands because everything in America is great. We have a balanced budget. The borders are closed. We have no people that want to do harm to us coming from off our shores. COVID is cured, and we're back on the gold standard. So way to go, Senate. Just, you know, you ain't got nothing to do, so why not have a farce or a trial? But anyways, another loser in all this turns out to be the Lincoln Project. What is the Lincoln Project? It is an anti-Trump super PAC or super political action committee that took in millions of dollars to run ads against Donald Trump. And these people are so-called conservatives. Well, anyways, one of its founders, John Weaver, it turns out he likes the company of young men. He sent explicit text to staffers, interns, and people involved with the Lincoln Project, and most of these people were under the age of 25. So he sent some very naughty texts to these young men that also wanted to throw out Trump. Now, they, of course, this all breaks after the election, after the inauguration. But anyways, so what Weaver usually does, what Weaver did was to come out and announce he is a gay man, despite the fact that he is married with children. So anyways, this is a tactic of all these guys that come out involved in a gay sex scandal. If you remember former New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy, he came out as a gay man with the First Lady of New Jersey right by his side. I felt so sorry for Mrs. McGreevy, but she should have known what happened. Also, accused pedophile Kevin Spacey also came out as a gay man after accusations were coming out, and he actually had to go to court in Massachusetts. So once the accusations came out for Kevin Spacey, he said, you know what, I'm just a gay man. Please let me go about my way and leave me alone. So then Mr. Spacey hightailed it out of town. I believe he's performing in London. And as an actor, we should ask our super fan, Jack Antonio, if Kevin Spacey is still working in London. I'm sure he's making the rounds in London with the young men out there. But anyways, as Mr. Weaver came out as a pervert and sexually harassing young men who wanted to throw out Donald Trump, turns out co-founder Steve Schmidt jumped ship, as well as many other people, including the husband of Kellyanne Conway. And it also turns out that companies that both Weaver and Schmidt own received lots of money, or put lots of money donated to the Lincoln Project into their own companies. So anyways, I don't feel sorry for anybody except for Mrs. Weaver and the Weaver children about Johnny's little habit. But you know what? If you want to dance with the devil, you're going to get burned. So these people who want to think Trump is not conservative, not a Republican, not a Beltway insider, and we'll be right back. So I don't know if I'm still on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. I had a little miscommunication. I had to put some more dimes on the telephone. But anyways, you want to get involved in getting a duly elected president out of office as a so-called Republican? Well, you know, you get dance the devil, you're going to get burned. So anyways, look for no scandals to come out for the Lincoln Project, because once Mr. Weaver came out as gay, guess what? The media is going to drop it like a bad habit. But anyways, we're coming to our first commercial. I got feed four dimes on this payphone. Coming up, we got the Super Bowl. We got Black History Month news. And also, I was contacted by a booking agent here in D.C. This is 75 Radio at 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, The nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio. Phone lines are open, 866-986-NEWS. That's 866-986-NEWS. I'm outside a Dollar Tree feeding this payphone some dimes and quarters, looking to get my wife a very lovely gift for Valentine's Day. Anyways, last weekend was Super Bowl Sunday. What a real snooze fest that was. Kansas City in the dynasty came very short. Tom Brady with his new team in 1 year brought the team to victory. It is the seventh championship for Mr. Brady with and it's first with a new team and a new coach. Now, luckily, the halftime show was not weird this year. Just kidding. As usual, the halftime show is weird as can be. The halftime spectacle was a guy named The Weeknd, who is, spells his name W-E-E-K-N-D. I don't know why these entertainers misspell everything. So he comes out singing his little song, and one segment, he had a whole bunch of other dudes coming out with masks on their face that looked like jock straps, and they're out there dancing and doing a jig or whatnot. And I'm shaking my head. I'm like, what in the name of God's green earth is this? It was very weird. Did it look satanic or Illuminati-ish? No. And the funny thing is that The Weeknd had to kick his own money for the production of the show. I mean, Pepsi sponsored it. Jay-Z supposed to be produced it, but then The Weeknd, he had to throw in a couple dollars to get the show on the road, which just blew my mind because this is the biggest media event of the year. People pay millions of dollars for a 30-second spot on for commercial time. For all the new movies and new products and this, that, and the other thing. And this guy had to spend his own money for his own Super Bowl halftime show. And in my opinion, he got ripped off. It was weird, very weird. I guess the mask is supposed to symbolize he has some plastic surgery, but the guy's in his 30s. He really didn't need plastic surgery, but, hey, you know, it is what it is. Like I said last week, Super Bowl halftime shows have gotten weirder and weirder, more satanic, more anti-American. So I just turned the channel. Also, for Super Bowl ratings, it was low rated, as surprise to nobody. And because, again, people are sick and tired of woke sports. We got the pandemic. We had our cities burning. We heard that George Floyd was the second son of God and could do no wrong. And then the big bad white policeman killed him. We heard defund the police. We heard our kids are learning from home, which is just an absolute disaster. You know, you're paying taxes for public schools, and you got to sit there and watch a kid not learn, so on and so forth. So the one outlet is watching sports on television. So, again, you got the woke NBA, the woke Major League Baseball, the woke NFL, and everybody said, you know, screw it, and I don't blame them. So I think once the pandemic is finally over, maybe at Joe Biden's second term, they say magically, oh, we have no more COVID, and they start allowing people in the stands, maybe they'll say, all right, we got to tone down this Black Lives Matter stuff. I was going to say something else, but unlike the political cesspool, we watch our language here. So anyways, it is what it is. And then, of course, not without controversy, Tom Brady celebrated with many adult beverages, and they're talking about that. He threw the Vince Lombardi trophy. I'm like, who cares? The guy just won the Super Bowl. Give him a break. He's letting off, blowing off some steam. So anyways, also another controversy of Tom Brady, and this is, I'm not making this up segment, Tom Brady was criticized for winning the Super Bowl MVP award in February, which is Black History Month. You heard that right. Tom Brady was criticized by race bait and snowflakes that he won the Super Bowl MVP award in February, which is Black History Month. A whole bunch of people who don't watch football, don't know anything about football, don't know anything about Tom Brady, said that how dare Tom Brady win the Super Bowl MVP during Black History Month. But it is what it is. I mean, Tom Brady, he is the oldest guy to ever win a Super Bowl, and he at the age of 43, and he is the second oldest guy to win a Super Bowl at age 41. So, and he says he's still coming back. Well, good on you, Tom, but guess what? In my household, the only one that will be watching you is my mother-in-law, because for some reason, the old bags love Tom Brady. But anyways, moving right along, we have Black History Month news. Now, we all know about Aunt Jemima products. One of the food companies came out over 100 years ago with Aunt Jemima pancake mix and later Aunt Jemima syrup. Aunt Jemima was based on a stereotypical black woman from way back when, in the 1890s. But a black woman was actually hired to be a model for Aunt Jemima. And of course, they had the do-rag and the apron, and, you know, it looked like a house slave, this, that, and the other thing. So then eventually they turned, you know, later down the road, she became more politically correct. You know, they cleaned her up a little bit. No more do-rag, no more aprons, you know, no more big fat lips. She looked like somebody that worked in an office building. But anyways, that's not good enough for the woke crowd. Because now, the company that owns Aunt Jemima, I believe it's PepsiCo, pulled the name Aunt Jemima from its shelves. There is no more Aunt Jemima pancake mix and no more Aunt Jemima pancake syrup. It is now the Pearl Milling Company pancake mix and the Pearl Milling Company pancake syrup. I have no clue why would they come up with such a name, but, you know, that's still not going to appease all the woke race baiters, because guess what? Pearls are white. Pearls are expensive. who wears pearls? Oh, white ladies. So anyways, this is going to shoot the Pearl Milling Company right in the foot, because Aunt Jemima has been around for over 100 years. I actually have Aunt Jemima syrup in my house that one of my kids loves on his pancakes and waffles. So anyways, you got the Pearl Milling Company replaced Aunt Jemima. And one thing about Aunt Jemima is she was a positive stereotype. What do I mean? Old black ladies can cook. If you remember back in the day, there's a movie and later a television show called Soul Food, which about a black family sitting around the dinner table. And the matriarch was an old black lady putting on a spread. You had, you know, turkey and collard greens and macaroni and cheese and this, that, and everything. A whole big table full of food. In, I guess, the premise of the story or the television show in the movie was had to do with food. So, positive stereotype, old black lady cooking, that's not good. So, anyways, look for the Pearl Milling Company removed from shelves for lack of sales. Anyways, coming up next, we have more Black History Month news. Also, 75 Radio is talking to some Beltway insiders, and also Mike Lindell and some other stuff coming up. Stay tuned, everybody.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump was acquitted Saturday in his second impeachment trial by a 57-43 vote, the Senate finding him not guilty of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump defense lawyer Bruce Castor says House impeachment managers left several holes in their case. He tells Fox News that multiple aspects of their arguments were working against them.
They failed miserably on all sorts of grounds, not the least of which is the jurisdiction over somebody out of office. The Constitution is quite plain that once you're out of office, that's the only active remedy upon the bringing of an impeachment article. And then, of course, they were wrong on the law as it relates to the First Amendment and due process. They even blew it when they wrote the article of impeachment by failing to break it out into counts. So any one of those things was a loser for them.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided healthcare for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your healthcare options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With the impeachment trial for former President Trump in the rearview mirror, many in Congress are looking to move forward to other issues, like a COVID relief bill. But Congressman Andrew Garbarino believes that will be a very partisan piece of legislation. The New York Republican tells Fox News there doesn't seem to be any effort from the other side of the aisle to want to negotiate over that bill.
As we just saw this past week with the COVID relief package, the Democrats would not accept any Republican amendment in any committee. This bill is going to be a partisan bill. I would be very surprised if, you know, any Republicans, if there are just a handful that vote to support it. It is as partisan as can be, and I think that's what we're looking at right now. It doesn't look like there's any negotiation on the other side coming from the Speaker's office. I think it's her way or the highway from what she's doing right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Yep, and we are back. Yours truly is standing outside a Dollar Tree somewhere outside of Washington, D.C., feeding this payphone, one of the last payphones in all of the Eastern Seaboard, some more coins. We're still here at 866-986-NEWS, 866-986-NEWS. And it is February the 13th, 2021, a very special time of the year. You see, on February 12th, 1939, Raymond Daniel Manzarek, a.k.a. Ray Manzarek, who was the keyboardist for the Doors. And he was one of the most iconic, talented musicians to ever walk the face of the earth. We lost Ray in 2012 due to cancer. But anyways, we miss you, Ray, and happy birthday. Anyways, moving right along, Black History Month news. Our old friend Anthony Cumia, who appeared on the political cesspool back in August of 2014, and later gave us a cold shoulder and threw us under the bus in 2014. And then in 2019, we reached out to him once again with 7-5 Radio, and his executive producer, Keith Marcera, told us to go pound sand. Anyways, the woke Mr. Cumia went on Twitter recently and stated that on his show, he dropped over 50 N-bombs. And, of course, nobody knew about it because nobody was listening or watching. So, anyways, to recap, August of 2014, Anthony Cumia is about to start the Anthony Cumia Show on his own podcast network. Tells James Edwards he'd love to hang around, have a few beers. We had a great show. And then he gets a little slack for, correction, he gets a little lot of flack for appearing on the political cesspool by people who don't listen to him or care for him. And then he throws us under the bus. And then he goes on Twitter saying, oh, on my show, I dropped about 50 N-bombs. Way to go, Mr. Cumia. let us know when you need some help. Anyways, moving right along. Earlier this week, I got a call from a booking agent here in D.C. that offered a guest for our show. And anyways, what a booking agent does is they reach out to media outlets here, such as shows here on Liberty News Radio Network, television networks, television news networks, so on and so forth. But anyways, this booking agent offered me a guest for a show. This guest would be is a head of what you call a conservative nonprofit organization here in D.C. In other words, this person is a lobbyist for just one cause. And I did a little research on the organization and on the person who runs this organization who would potentially be a guest here on 7-5 Radio. And this person is more or less nothing but a Washington, D.C. insider. But I politely told the young lady that thanks, but no thanks. We're just not interested because, again, we don't want to have somebody come on our show, read their talking points about, you know, their cause from about policy and things the Biden administration needs to do, the Trump administration should have done, what laws can be passed, and so on and so forth. Because, again, this is not Fox News Sunday. This is not Fox, CNN, MSNBC. This is 7-5 Radio. And if I'm not interested in the guest, certainly you're not going to be interested in the guest. But that being said, we would not have D.C. booking agents call us to book guests that we would see on these networks if it wasn't without you, the listeners. I check our website traffic. I check our social media, except Twitter. I'm working on getting a Twitter account again, and we keep growing. Walter Yerke goes to 7-5 Raceway, and he's treated like a rock star. And, you know, and we're humbled by this. We're humbled by this. We can't thank you enough. And people, D.C. Insiders wouldn't be calling me if it wasn't for the people here on 7-5 Radio. But with that being said, we want to thank you. We do this first and foremost for the love of the business, love of radio, the fact that we're able to get our message out and not being censored on social media, YouTube, and other outlets. Also for the fans, you people contact us through social media, through the website, through email, through other means, and we love it. We love it that you call us, and we love you. But please, if you don't like us, let us know, because guess what? We're the only media outlet out there that will put our critics on the forefront. If you hate us, by all means, say you hate us. Say we suck. And guess what? We will read it on the air. That's how much we value free speech. But anyways, some other good news on Sunfire Radio. I was able to fix the website. If you go to 75radio.org, that's 75radio.org, you'll be directed to 75radio.org. I made some changes through our provider, WordPress, and it's now no longer going to direct you to a WordPress website. It'll direct you to our website that we own free and clear. So check us out, folks. But moving right along, well, I want to talk about voter fraud. See, unlike Cumulus Media, we're going to talk about the election steal. So my pillow guy, Mike Lindell, who started his own company after overcoming his drug addiction, and my pillow also is a sponsor of Liberty News Radio Network, he did some research on his own. And Mike Lindell saw that the election was stolen. And what did Mike Lindell do? He did, not only did he do some deep investigation using his own time, his own resources, but he produced a special that you can go on the internet and you can go on 75 Radio to talk about the steal. Because we all know that the election results were some bravo zero. So anyways, Mike Lindell got a studio together, got some forensic experts. Not talking heads, not windbags from the networks, but actual legitimate cyber forensic experts to show that the election was stolen. Not only that, but just in the first 5 minutes, he brings up the facts or from Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, show how many dead people voted, how many people voted numerous times, how many people voted from the same address. How many, you know, Donald Trump just won the election just outright. But anyway, and Mike Lindell proves it beyond a shadow of a doubt that Donald Trump won the election. But you got to watch the special he put on. And, of course, nobody's talking about it. And what's really sad is that you got a guy like Mike Lindell who makes pillows and other items for personal comfort. He went out and did this research and produced this and put this together. And he did the job that the media would not want to do. And the FBI and Department of Justice and Federal Election Commissions did not do, which is sad. So Mike Lindell is actually more competent and worked harder than the FBI, which is no surprise because the FBI is actually corrupted. Even though we lost two FBI agents last week going after a child predator, unfortunately, their man here, or correction, their headquarters here in Washington, D.C. So you have nothing but Beltway insiders running the Department of Justice. But anyways, check us out. Check Mike Lindell out, folks, on 75radio.org. Mike is a businessman. He is a patriot. And I support him 100%. What's funny about Mike, he tells a story about how he got a loan to start his company. He goes to the bank and says, well, I'm a former crack addict, and now I want to start this company to make pillows. So the loan officer is like, well, when did you stop smoking crack? And Mike Lindell replied, Thursday. So he was able to get the loan for my pillow, was able to start his own company, hire Americans. That's right, Americans, not people with green cards or fake Social Security numbers, probably yours, mine, and your kids' Social Security numbers to work in the factory. But anyways, And he does it in Minnesota, which is not a very business-friendly state because Mike is from Minnesota. So anyways, hopefully one of these seasons we can get Mike Lindell to come on 7-5 Radio. Now, before I move on to our next story real quick, I'm going to move to our next story real quick before the next break. Talk about, say it by the music. But anyways, when we come back, can social media solve the poverty issue? I got a real interesting story here that I found through my kids. But anyways, this is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 7-5radio.org. Take away, boys.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. One of these days, I would just want to play the entire song Starship Trooper for the last segment. Just play it on through. But anyways, before we went to break, I wanted to ask, can social media solve poverty? Anyways, one day my kids were watching YouTube about something or other. Some young people up to some hijinks, which reminds me, folks, you need to pay very close attention to what your kids are watching. My daughter brought up something that really shocked me. One of the people that she watches said something that really kids shouldn't have to know. It wasn't something derogatory or racist or sexist or, you know, sexual innuendos, but something, you know, something you don't talk about. Something, you know, put it this way, something you talk about in privacy. But anyways, they were watching some young people up to some hijinks about this, that, and the other thing. I wasn't really paying attention. I was on my laptop probably looking at YouTube at girls in bikinis or car chases with the legendary Bill Hickman, who was in the movie Bullet, The French Connection, The 7-Ups, among other great movies. But anyways, what caught my attention that these kids or kids in the guys in the 20s were giving away 40 automobiles to their 40th millionth subscriber. That's right. This person on YouTube has over 40 million subscribers, not views, subscribers. To put in perspective, 75 Radio, which also has a YouTube channel, has 4 subscribers. That's right, just 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I think two of them are me, and one's two of them are my kids. Oh, anyways, the channel is called Mr. Beast, and the main beast is a dude named Jimmy Donaldson. So he had cars on these trucks, car carriers, and there's like 3 or 4 of them, and pulled up to this kid's house. And since he was a 40 million subscriber, he gave him 40 cars. And the kid that was subscribed to Donaldson's channel gave most of the cars away. So the 40th car was a Tesla. So he's able to give away 39 cars and keep a brand new Tesla. But anyways, the more I started watching the show, the more I became interested, because this man is generous to the 10th degree. This guy, Jimmy Donovan, donates cars, video game consoles, PlayStations, Xboxes, houses, food to homeless shelters, and pallets of cash. We're talking in the thousands. Now, watching this is also, it's very easy to say it's staged and it's fake, because anybody who has more than 5 subscribers says, "Oh, this YouTube channel or YouTuber is fake. He doesn't give away the stuff, or he's not a good he doesn't have skills in whatever he's trying to attempt, or he's not a real thug from the hood, or he's not really from the hood, or this and other thing." But anyways, one particular video he posted, he went to a Save-A-Lot, which is your lower end type of grocery store in the South, like your Food Lion. So he bought the entire store to donate the food to the a local homeless shelter. He left the meats and the frozen foods because they'd spoil. But anyways, him and his crew going up and down the aisles, emptying out the aisles, going through the checkout, and then loading on U-Haul trucks. Now, I'm watching this, and in the service, you know, I was thinking, too, about humping cases of food through a ship. It is not easy. It is backbreaking work. But for this guy to go all through this trouble in the store and put it back is just beyond ridiculous. So anybody says that this guy is a fake, phony fraud, I raise the Bravo Sierra flag, because, again, he's in a supermarket, a regular supermarket, and he buys everything in the store, including the stuff coming off the trucks for delivery. Mind you, there's customers in the store doing their grocery shopping, so he agrees to buy their food. So he's buying all this food for the food shelter, and then customers have nothing to do with him or the video or the channel. They're going about their daily or weekly shopping. He buys their food too, because, again, Save-A-Lot is not a Whole Foods. It's not a Balducci's in Manhattan or D'Agostino's in Manhattan or any other of these fancy smancy stores. It's, you know, it's like your bottom dollar. So anyways, this man spends almost $70,000 buying out this entire store, and then he's got to rent the U-Haul trucks and put them in boxes and goes to the homeless shelters. But he does this time and time and time again. Same thing for one Christmas. He had he bought 10,000 toys and had distributed them throughout the country. And literally, he flies from South Carolina up to New York. And he gets 2 guys in a truck, pull up to a hospital full of toys, and deliver them. And again, if you think he's not being genuine. The logistics just to fly up to New York and rent a truck and put all these empty boxes and wrapping paper is just ridiculous. But anyways, he does this time and time and time again. But anyways, the way he's able to do this is that he has sponsors for his videos that pay him tens of thousands of dollars to mention, like different apps and games and things like that. And also income generated from YouTube, which if you have a number of viewers, they will pay you. I forgot the rate. But anyways, through all of 75 Radio's YouTube views, I've earned a grand total of 6 cents. But anyways, Mr. Beast channel on YouTube gets tens of millions of views for every video. Put it this way, he does better in viewers on his video on YouTube than network television. But anyways, he also sells merchandise with his logo on it and his website, and he's able to generate lots of money. But anyways, Donaldson is able to help people who have fallen hard times and some who have not just instantly. Again, he's giving away houses, money, cars, food. He adopted every animal in an animal shelter. And he also, for homeless shelters, he gives away basic necessities, toothpaste, toothbrushes, blankets, pillows, clothes. But he does this without a government program or a government grant. And he just says, all right, well, I'm going to go donate to a homeless shelter. So he goes to Walmart or Sam's Club or whatever and just spends thousands of dollars and rents a U-Haul truck, puts in the back of the truck, goes up to the homeless shelter, is like, here you go. And which is just absolutely amazing because there's no government involvement. He's helping people without the government. He's helping people through capitalism. And, you know, the same people saying that, oh, we have poor people and we need more money and more programs and more time. They've been saying that for 60 years, and we still have poor people. We have generations of poor people. But anyways, Mr. Beast and his band of merry minions, they're helping people by themselves, which is amazing. So, you know, I think he's got the right idea. I'd love to see him to get heavily more involved with, you know, the poverty situation, because again, $14 trillion on the war on poverty, and it did absolutely nothing. Meanwhile, I say this guy who spent about say $100 million on his viewers or whatnot, and he's helped him. And you know, I think good on him. I think he was raised by some great parents. Because if I was bringing in the money he had, guess what? You would be giving away houses and cars and money. But anyways, good on you, Mr. Beast. If I had 1/10 of his viewership, anyways, enough about that. But check him out. It's just MrBeast.com. Anyways, it's very family-friendly. There's no foul language or sexual innuendos or and typical garbage that you see on YouTube, because I mean YouTube is just an absolute cesspool. And but anyways, people that do tell the truth, such as Jim Lancia, they just tell the truth, no foul language, no we're going to hate the blacks, hate the Jews, hate this and hate that, nothing. He gets pulled yanked off, but you can talk about your bodily functions and how many people you slept with and behead people on, behead homosexuals, in the Middle East. And guess what? You get the star billing. But anyways, we're about to run out of the hourglass. Once again, I want to thank everybody for being fans of 75 Radio. Please check us out. 75radio.org. 75radio.org. And finally, this week, we had our own James Edwards on the Patrick Ryan Show. And it was an hour that you don't want to miss. If you go to our website, you can click on and listen and watch James and Dino talk together. I texted Dino today. Hopefully, we're going to have him on next week. But these two powerhouses left no stone unturned. And, of course, James did not let me know he was on the air, because when I get a chance on my days off, I try to listen to the Patrick Ryan Show as much as I can. But anyways, we limped to the finish line once again. for Peter Scoopstein and Walter Yerkew and Mike Guerin, who's also down for the count. Want to wish everybody happy Valentine's Day. Go find that special someone. And remember, you can make a difference. You do make a difference. So please, go out and make it. So long, everybody. Be safe.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.